Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, November 4th, 2019. Thank you for joining our call live this morning. For all of you who are on live, of course, I know we've got some folks that are listening to this on playback as well. Thank you for starting your month of November out the right way. And let me just tell you, you are in for a treat this morning. We have got none other than $250,000 earner, ring earner, and millionaire club member, Mr. Scott Brooks, standing by to train us this morning. I am so excited to hear his training. I did want to start the call off just with a few quick announcements, some things that Legal Shield Business Solutions has rolled out, incentives and promotions for the month of November. Remember, we still have the new groups opened incentive, and I know a lot of people are taking advantage of that. That's where when you open a new group, depending on how much premium you write in that group, you get a bonus for opening the group. And that bonus is in addition to all the commissions that you earn. For example, I was talking to an associate last week. He had just opened a group. They had written over $500 in premium for opening that or in that group. So he was going to get the commissions for the $500. It was over $500 in premium. He was excited about that, and then he realized that he was going to get a $500 bonus above and beyond that, which is pretty darn cool. So keep that in mind. Two new promotions that we rolled out on Friday, and these, I think that these are fantastic. One is that from November 1st through the 10th, so you've got from right now and anything that processed on Friday or over the weekend, you've got through the end of this coming weekend, from the 1st of November through the 10th of November, everything that you write, all business that is processed, will count double toward the Riviera Maya trip. So I mentioned this on Facebook Live last Friday, but I don't know where you're at. Where I live in North Texas, it's getting kind of chilly. It's gotten cold over the last week or so. And so, you know, sitting on the beach, chilling out with your friends, in Riviera Maya, especially when Legal Shield is picking up the dime for that vacation, that sounds pretty good right now. And we've got a 10-day window here to really maximize that. So everything we process within this 10-day window will count double toward that vacation. So I'm just really excited for that. They also announced that the top group opener, so that has to do with how many groups we're opening, in the month of November, that top group opener will automatically win the trip. So this is, what, a five-month contest that Legal Shield is running? Well, if you're not a real big fan of long contests like that and you're one that says, you know, I'd rather just win the trip this month, then you've got the opportunity to do that. Just go out and open more groups than anyone else, and you will win that trip. And I know that when they've done these types of things in the past, there's been some people that are a little skeptical, and they say, well, you know, that top group opener, they were probably going to win the trip anyway. And Legal Shield heard that murmuring, and they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take that person. If they win the trip in November by opening the most groups, fantastic, that's done. Contest for them is over. But if they go on to win that contest through the normal route, we'll just add three nights to their vacation. So instead of four nights in Riviera Maya, they're going to get seven nights in Riviera Maya, all paid for by the company. So I thought that was a pretty cool addition to that contest. One other thing that I want to make sure that you're absolutely aware of is that we have a very special opportunity tomorrow. We've got an advanced training webinar. I know many of you, in fact, almost all of you, have been taking advantage of these webinars that we've been doing. This is something that we've done in our team for quite a while now, but Legal Shield as an organization just started doing these last month. We've kind of helped them put that together and line up some of the best speakers that and trainers that Legal Shield has. We've had training on warm market prospecting and cold market prospecting. We had a training a couple of weeks ago on decision maker meetings. Those three trainings are all up in our on our team site, by the way. You can go find those on successteamworld.com. They're right under additional B2B training. If you click on that link, let me just make sure that I'm telling you correct on that. It's additional B2B trainings, and they're right at the top there. Additional B2B training, they're right at the top, crushing your cold calls, next level decision maker meetings, and expanding your sphere of influence through warm market prospecting. Those are the last three webinars that we did. And tomorrow we have got an exceptional opportunity to hear from none other than Mr. Scott Brooks, who we're privileged to be able to hear from this morning as well. But tomorrow he's going to be training for the entire company. All Business Solutions associates are invited to this training, and hundreds of associates join these webinars live. And we're so excited to hear from him tomorrow as he trains on Leave Nothing to Chance. This is a training that he's done for our team in the past, and it's quite simply one of the best trainings that I've ever heard. He talks about all of the things that you can do to prepare for a successful enrollment. I love the title, Leave Nothing to Chance. You can hope for a good enrollment, but hoping won't always get you there. Why hope when you can prepare, when you can take matters into your own hands? And that's exactly what Mr. Scott Brooks is talking about tomorrow. That live webinar, and I want you to join it live if at all possible. Now, if you've got an enrollment scheduled at the same time, maybe you have to miss that live session and catch it later. But it's not going to be up on the site for a while, so it's to your benefit to get on live. Plus, we also do Q&A. It's an interactive type of format, so being on live is the way to go anyway. But that live webinar is tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Time. So tomorrow, Tuesday the 5th, 4 p.m. Central Time, that is the live webinar. So translate that to your time zone. Don't forget about the time change. But at 4 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, we're going to be joining $250,000 ringer and, again, Millionaire Club member Mr. Scott Brooks as he trains on Leave Nothing to Chance. I am so excited for that training. Let's take the call now to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we've got Fresh back in the United States, fresh off of his vacation to Rome, Italy, and Malta with the Platinum World Council. Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ringer. He is standing by to recognize and congratulate all of our top producers for the month of October. And, Mark, with that, I'll take the call to you. Welcome back. Welcome home, by the way.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mike. Congratulations to everyone for plugging in on the call today. We had an incredible trip. Jennifer and I, for the last few trips, have been extending. So Legal Shield paid us to go to Malta, which is a country just south of Italy. And we spent 5 days there with the Platinum World Council. And it was just incredible. Went out on a catamaran touring the coast and went to their Blue Lagoon. And it's hard to describe on a phone call. The first class. I mean, I'm talking entertainment at every dinner, just five-star dinners. I mean, just incredible, incredible experience. And then we were able to fly over to Rome and spend an extra 5 days there. Legal Shield paid for the flight, you know, home. So it was just really nice to extend that. We were able to go visit Pompeii and Positano, a little area outside of Rome. I'm just beautiful. Went on an Italian cooking class. I know it might be hard to hear me this morning. I probably have a little Italian accent, but it was just an incredible opportunity. And I want to emphasize that opportunity is available to every person on this call. So this is not something that, you know, just the top people go on. It is for the top people. It's for the top platinums. But any person can make a decision. And 90% of your battle's right there, making a decision to become a platinum member and find, you know, help and assist four people to become executive director consistently. That's what it involves, helping four people become executive director, and you can be on these amazing trips. And I just wish more of our team were there. That was my only regret, but it was an incredible opportunity, an incredible experience. And think about the opportunity to hang around with all the other platinum members. There's a lot of just downtime where we're just talking and hanging out, and it's just those are probably the best moments of the trips. But it is great to be back. We got back late Saturday evening. I want to congratulate everyone for an incredible October. I want to at least recognize our top five recruiters, first of all, because recruiting is where everything starts. Jennifer Myers from Kansas, coming in at number five. Congratulations to you, Jennifer. Susan Pellegrinetti from Tennessee coming in at number four. Congratulations to you. Mr. Jim Tanner, I was really pleased to see that, the number three recruiter in the entire team. I mean, he has a massive organization, makes a huge amount of money off that team, but he's still leading by example. That's leadership right there. He recruited three people last month. Congratulations to you, Mr. Tanner. Shannon Andrews from Colorado ranking in at number two, actually tying with the number one and number two, the same number, Mr. Chris Corley from Tennessee, ranked at number one as well. So Chris and Chris Corley and Shannon Andrews both ranked at number one. We'll put them there because they're the same number. Congratulations to both of you. Again, great leadership, great opportunity right now to go and help new associates earn an $800 bonus. And I want to recognize Chris Corley. I was sitting down with him yesterday. He had three people on his team that he personally recruited that he is earning a manager, that achieved manager level last month, and he's earning a manager bonus on. So he's getting an $800 bonus or a $500 bonus for manager. They're getting a $500 bonus. It's an exciting time. In my 25 years, I've never seen more money on the table for recruiting and developing a team than right now. I hope everyone's taking full advantage of that in the month of November, and we're off to an incredible start. Let's go to the top producers for October. I've highlighted the top 10 here. Milton Alexander from Louisiana, congratulations to you, sir. Mr. Dave Paperno, again, 20,000 personal membership sales, and he's still producing at the top 10 level. Congratulations to you, Dave. And despite all the fires and smoke, he's still top producer. Dr. Judy Smith, congratulations to you from Missouri. Shelley Rosas from Arizona, congratulations to you also on your manager promotion, being one of the top 10 producers. Miss Judy Johnston from New Mexico, congratulations to you, Judy. Mr. Brian Fahili, who we heard from a couple weeks ago on this call, it was an incredible call, one of my favorites all time. Congratulations to you, Brian, for ranking in the top three producers in our entire – actually, number four, sorry. Melanie Knapp from Louisiana ranking in at number three. Congratulations to you, one of our $200,000 income earners, Millionaire Club member. Also, Mr. Chris Evans ranking in number two. This is his big enrollment season. He's out getting a lot of groups enrolled, and congratulations to you, sir, for a great month of production. And ranking in number one, the number one in our entire team, Ms. Renee McKnight from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Congratulations to her, a $100,000 income earner, and just an incredible, consistent producer, and the number one producer for the month of October 2019. Now we're into a new month, already on the fourth day of the new month. It's a big month, lots of incentives, as Mike mentioned, lots of promotions. I want to just echo what Mike said about these webinars. Please, please, please plug into them. They're fabulous information to help you grow your business. And if you missed the live webinar, definitely watch the playbacks of them in the back office. I'm excited now to hear from Mr. Scott Brooks. He's one of my favorite trainers in all of Legal Shield, and we have the great opportunity to have him on the call today. So, Mike, I'll turn it back to you to introduce Scott.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mark, and let me just add my congratulations to all of those top producers and top recruiters. Again, some very exciting things happening right now in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. Mark, I could not agree more. I've always, always enjoyed hearing from Mr. Scott Brooks. His story is one that is so unique, and I hope that he takes some time and shares that story with us here this morning. As I mentioned earlier, he is a Millionaire Club member, meaning that Legal Shield has paid him over $1 million, and that's cash, folks. I mean, that's not IOUs, that's not, you know, a million promissory notes. I mean, that's $1 million in commissions, and he is a $250,000 ring earner as well. He just celebrated his eighth year, his eighth anniversary of being a Legal Shield associate, and we could not be more ecstatic to be able to hear from him this morning. He is an exceptional trainer and just an exceptional leader. Scott Brooks is someone that if you can plug into, you always want to take advantage of doing that. Again, we're so blessed and so privileged this week because we as a success team get to hear from him this morning and then on the webinar tomorrow afternoon as well. Mr. Brooks, with that, I want to thank you for taking some of your time this morning to join us here live, for preparing both for this morning and for tomorrow afternoon. and for always unselfishly giving of yourself. That is so much appreciated by so many people across North America. We are excited to hear from you, and I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Mr. Mark Riches, as well, for your kind words and that wonderful introduction. I'm excited to be here with you all today, and it's always good to be with you on Monday mornings. And in fact, if you've ever heard me talk much before, you know that one of the highlights in my life is being able to help and encourage other people to achieve success in their life. You know, Jim Rohn said, if you help enough other people get what they want, then you can have what you want. And I've always made it a priority to really take a lot of pride and a lot of joy in opportunities to teach, to encourage, and to help other people. And so today is no exception to that process. Today I want to talk with you about a very, I think it's maybe one of the most important keys to success, certainly in our business, but it can be applied to just about any area of your life, whether it's having a successful marriage or having a successful whatever. If you think about it, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve or accomplish, even if it's a hobby that's aside from your business, really, if you study it out, folks, you'll learn that success principles are not isolated to one thing or another. Generally, they cross the lines, and they can be applied to many, many different areas of our life. And so for those of you who like to take notes, and maybe even you like to put a title on the top of your notes, today I'm calling this talk, See It Success. See It Success. And so if you're ready, I'm ready, and let's go ahead and get started. Now, I learned this principle many, many years ago, and I learned that using affirmations and visualization is, in fact, one of the most powerful means of being able to achieve personal goals and moving on through different levels of success. And I don't know if there's any sports fans here. I'm not really described as a sports fan, but I like hearing the stories of success, and I like hearing the stories of overcoming. And this proved true again at the recent 2019 Women's U.S. Open Tennis Final, when the 19-year-old Canadian, Bianca Andreescu, defeated Serena Williams. And during her post-match press conference, Bianca threw teary eyes, she mentioned how for years she would close her eyes and envision herself winning the U.S. Open against Williams. You know, she's the greatest woman tennis player of her generation, and she recollected how she would talk to herself when she doubted, and she would tell herself that one day she would, in fact, be the champion. And then she said towards the end of her press conference, I guess visualizations really do work. And, of course, if you've been around for any length of time, you know this is not an isolated story. Many, many people who have achieved levels of success in both business and in athletics, they talk about affirmations. They talk about visualizations being one of the foundational keys to their success. But what's amazing about her story is that she had lost in the first round of qualifying at the last two U.S. Opens and was ranked outside of the top 150 women players when the 2019 season began, not many months ago. And she had won a tournament earlier in the year, but then she missed significant time off with a torn rotator cuff, which is like a death sentence to a tennis player. But in spite of all of those setbacks, against all of the odds that were stacked against her, she returned to the tour early in August, and she beat Serena Williams in September to win the U.S. Open. And so, again, such is the power of active visualization and positive affirmation. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. Numerous studies have shown that mental practice through visualization can be as effective at improving your skill as real practice. You can actually develop and reinforce real skills by visualizing yourself practicing them. Does that make sense? And of course, that would make sense in athletics, maybe a basketball player visualizing making the shot or the free throw, or the tennis player, as we just saw. I've heard from U.S. Olympian skiers that they visualize going through the slalom courses. But what is that to do with us in business or in life? Folks, you can visualize yourself succeeding. You can visualize yourself delivering a perfect decision-maker meeting. You can visualize yourself having a great deal of success in your prospecting or in your cold calling. These things can be applied in business as well. And so this explains why visualization is part of the most world-class athletes' training process, because it has been proven again and again that it works. And what is working at play here is that they have future vision of something that has not yet happened, but they're playing it through their mind, and they're embedding their thoughts into the process that one day they will have that success. They see things a split second before they happen. And scientific research has been talking about the power of affirmations and the effect they have on the human brain. Now, to put the science of why this is so important into the most elementary form, let me say it this way. Written and spoken affirmations, they work because your brain has the ability to believe whatever you tell it. Your thoughts, conscious and subconscious, have the ability to agree with and go along with and embrace whatever you tell it. And I'm sure you've all heard it said before, if there's a man who says I can and a man who says I can't, which one is right? Well, of course, you probably already know that the answer is they both are, because you can be what you believe you are, or you will become what you believe you will become. And another example would be, using another sports analogy, what a place kicker does when he comes on the field to kick a winning field goal. Imagine that. There's 3 seconds left in the game, 80,000 screaming fans, 30 million people watching on television, and the game is hanging in the balance. As the kicker begins to move through his motions towards kicking the ball, he makes any necessary final adjustments to achieve the mental picture that he has formed in his mind's eye thousands of times before that moment arrived. A picture of himself kicking the winning field goal has played through his mind and his thoughts thousands of times before that critical moment. And like I said, that's all great for athletes, but what about the rest of us who are not athletes and whose dreams of success follow other paths? So if you get a notebook and you carve out some time alone for yourself, I'm going to encourage you to do some homework and give yourself a little time to think about the things you really want to accomplish in your life. Make a list of everything you want and everything you want to do, everything you want to accomplish in your lifetime, no matter how crazy it sounds. So if you want to take a 3-month world tour and visit every continent, then write it down. If you want to ride a camel out in the desert, then write it down. If you want to own a Ferrari or a house on the beach, then write it down. Nothing is too big or too small. Search every corner of your mind and your thoughts for whatever it is that you want and what you desire. And first, commit it to paper. Then, put the list where you can look at it and visualize it whenever you come walking into the room or whenever you walk into that area of the house. So you thought about it, you wrote it down, and then you placed it somewhere where you'll see it and be reminded of it and reactivate those thoughts again and again and again, maybe many hundreds or even thousands of times before you might see it come into reality. Now, we're not talking about just, you know, name it and claim it, and some people call it, you know, blab it and grab it type, you know, mentality. We're talking about the reality that science backs up the success principle of affirmations and visualizations. Many experts in this field go even further, and they urge people to cut out pieces of paper and pictures of the material things that they want to achieve from magazines and other sources and hang them up on the wall and create a vision board. And to be honest with you, I've also used that method as well. Now, let me set your expectations properly. It's important to remember not to expect all of these desires to be fulfilled immediately or at all. But when you take action, like making a list of what you want or cutting out an image of a car you want to own or a house where you want to live, what happens is you open up a pathway. You open up a pathway of thinking. You open up a possibility of thought that was not present before. And then when you give the process time and you give to that process action, and, of course, you lend to that process a little bit of faith that it could happen for you. And it's likely that you will be surprised of how many things on your list actually start manifesting or appearing in your life simply because you desired at one point in time to write it down or to post a picture and to talk yourself through these thought processes. Let me give you one more example. 2-time Olympic pentathlete Marilyn King said, "If you can't imagine it, you cannot ever accomplish it." And in my experience, the image always precedes the reality. And she provides a very moving example of the power of visualization with her short story. You see, when Marilyn King was preparing for the 1980 Olympic trials, she suffered a severe back injury and was confined to bed just 9 months before the qualifying trials. And she was determined not to let this injury keep her from performing, and she spent the next 4 months doing nothing but watching films over and over again of the best performers in the pentathlon events and visualizing herself going through the same events over and over. Now, Marilyn King placed second at the Olympic trials despite of her lack of physical preparation And she stated that it was not her physical preparation, but her psychological preparation that allowed her to succeed in that season. I don't know if any of you have ever read the book by Harvey McKay. Harvey McKay wrote in his book, whatever a person does, he or she must first do in their mind. That's a good quote. Whatever a person does, he or she must first do in his or her mind. Now that leads me to telling you a little bit more about myself and about my story now that I've set the groundwork. So, you know, you heard the introduction that I just celebrated 8 years in this business. I started in 2011. But what about before that? There's always a story, you know, before the story. Everybody on this call listening to this training, you have a story, even before the story, that we might all be mostly familiar with. So let me share a little bit of my story. Prior to being involved with Legal Shield, I was in full-time ministry for 15 years as a pastor and church planter. And, you know, when I started back in 2011, I was 47 years old. So I had, you know, been around a little bit, had accomplished many different things in my life. A great portion of our family's life revolved around full-time ministry, but we had accomplished some significant things up to that point in our life as well. We had achieved certain levels of success. We had some money in the bank. Everything was running on the right track for our life and for our future. And in 2006, we developed plans to build our, you know, dream forever home. And then in 2007, the recession began. And then financial hardships followed in many different areas. Not only did we have to kill the building project of our new home and sell the land that we bought to build it for pennies on the dollar that we had invested in it, we had also lost the hundreds of thousands of dollars for building for getting the plans designed and the soil preparation and all the different foundational things that need to happen before you actually break ground. And of course, the financial recession also began impacting our careers and what we did in full-time ministry. And now we have church challenges going on, which led us to transitioning out of full-time ministry because, in a nutshell, the recession took its toll so heavily on the congregational finances that we could not continue to operate the way that we were. And so after that season, we moved from California to South Carolina, and I started a new business with some of the resources that we had saved. Again, I was 47 years old. We had had a, you know, life savings and a future retirement plan. And the business that we started, we invested a lot of money in. That business failed. And now we experience a setback again in 2008 and 2009. And then after we moved to South Carolina, my son was playing football, and he broke his neck in two places, and we had another setback and personal challenge. And all these things started taking their toll, and these things started creating personal challenges and struggles. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but that also resulted in having a lot more stress in our marriage. Well, in finally 2011, we ran out of savings. We ran out of money. I sold my cars so I could liquidate and get some my hands on some capital resources. I sold my motorcycle. We sold our home to try to cash out the equity. I even remember when we moved out of our home, we moved into a rental, which is the first time we've ever rented a house in my married lifetime. And we had to sell some things on Craigslist out of the garage that we no longer needed just to make rent 1 month. And if you remember that season that I'm referring to, you might be thinking to yourself now that it's, you know, 2019, well, why didn't you just go get a job? Well, you might remember you couldn't get a job hardly to save your life back then. Nobody was hiring. Everybody was downsizing. Everybody was being laid off. All corporations were downsizing. And so, you know, I had a few part-time jobs here and there, and at the lowest and darkest hour, some of you have heard this story, I even visited a food bank so we could get some food to feed our family. Not where you really visioned yourself to be at age 47. So if I were to be totally transparent with you, after all of these setbacks and all of these what I would perceive as failures, to be honest with you, I had a pretty tough time getting back up in my mind, psychologically. I had a tough time because I felt knocked down. I felt like my confidence had been shaken severely. I was discouraged in my faith and wondering what was in store for us. And that's when I got contacted. And I remember it was a Tuesday night, about 6:30 p.m., gentleman called me and he said that he had a business opportunity he thought would be a good fit for me because he had found my resume on the internet, and he asked me if I would watch a video, and I agreed to. He called me back a little while later and said, what'd you like about what you saw? And I said, well, it seems like a great business and a possible great opportunity to kind of change my circumstances. And that's when I got started. That simply. But let me go a little further and be transparent with you. When I first started in October 10th, 2011, I really didn't do much. I was stuck in what I call analysis paralysis. I don't know if you've ever heard that. I was so busy analyzing everything and so busy making sure I had the trainings all downloaded on my computer and my files getting organized and getting everything prepared and ready, that I was analyzing and overanalyzing again and again to the point of being paralyzed, and I didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, I didn't even Fast Start qualify. So some of you that would have recruited me probably would have thought, man, this guy's a real loser, man. Couldn't even get my $800 you know, manager bonus. I didn't even Fast Start qualify because I was not, listen to me carefully, because I was not putting into practice the things I had learned and the things that I had practiced for many years in my lifetime regarding using affirmations and visualization. And I got on a Monday morning call in late November 2011, almost exactly 8 years ago. And I got on a conference call just like you are and we are together on this call now. And I heard something that gave me fuel to get in the fight. And what I heard was, as I heard a gentleman on that conference call, and he was talking about how he had started his business about a year prior, and that he had a terrible story similar to mine of losing a lot of his material goods and a lot of his material wealth because of the recession. And he said on that conference call, but he was able to turn it all around and earn a six-figure income in his first year in this business. And he was telling his story, much like I'm telling you my story now. And I heard on that conference call that it was possible, that it was possible to earn a multiple six-figure income in this business if I took massive action. And I cannot tell you how exactly this happened, but I found myself saying when I hung up that call, and even while I was listening to the call, I found myself saying, if he can do it, I can do it. And as soon as I got off the call, I began writing down some affirmations. If he can do it, I can do it. And I began writing other affirmations that I will be an executive director in 90 days. And another, I will earn six figures in my first year. And I began reminding myself that I was created to be a winner, and that if he could do this business, and if others who went before me could build this business, then if I do what they did, then I too could succeed in this business. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking across this room that I'm standing in right now in my office, and I can see those affirmations are still pinned to the bulletin board on my wall in my office that I placed there 6 years ago. Affirmations that helped me to visualize myself hitting the $100,000 ring and visualizing walking across the stage to receive it and visualizing going on incentive vacations every single year and visualizing being in the top producers and earning bonus income. And so at that moment, that is when I decided to set out and go for it. Now, I'm not going to tell you it was easy, because it wasn't. It took me a while to work through all that negativity that I just referred to and all of the setbacks that were still embedded strongholds in my mind. But day by day, as I used my written affirmations, I slowly replaced those negative thoughts and those negative experiences with new positive thoughts and new positive affirmations and new thoughts of visualization that there was a brighter future for me ahead, and I wouldn't be stuck in this dark season forever. And I would tell you today that, in my opinion, this lesson on affirmation and visualization is the one key lesson of how I succeeded in this business. But here's the point as we move towards the end of my time today. The point is this: I'm not really talking about me so I can talk about me. I'm talking about me so we can talk about you. And what I mean by that is, if I can get back up from that, and if I can push through that, and I can move through that negative season of all those different things that happened to us that I could blame for why I'm not succeeding and why I'm barely getting by, if I can get back up from that and push forward to succeed, then so can you. So can you. This past weekend, myself and some friends, we went up to the mountains in North Carolina, and we like to go to the mountains in the fall when the colors are changing and see all the peak colors and the reds and the greens and the yellows and the oranges. And we visited an apple orchard and a cider mill, which is one of my favorite things to do because I am a donut fanatic. There's usually not a donut store I don't try to stop by. I absolutely loved donuts. And we went into this cider mill, and you get hit immediately with the baked goods and the baked fresh donuts that they're deep frying and coating them with cinnamon and sugar and with a glass of warm apple cider. And we walked around, we strolled around the orchard, and I was looking at all of those apples that had fallen on the ground, that had fallen from the tree. Their stem had finally given way. They could no longer be supported by the weight, and they could no longer hang on to the branch. And most of them at this point were being eaten by insects and wildlife. And I saw one apple that had fallen to the ground, and when it fell from the tree, it had apparently split wide open and broken into two halves. And I could see the seeds on the inside of that broken apple. And then I remembered again that an apple is not just an apple, that there is an entire orchard inside of every apple. And I said that to remind all of us today that regardless of what you've been through, and regardless of what setbacks you've experienced, there's an entire harvest of success inside of each one of you, because the seeds of greatness were placed in you from the beginning of time. But let me say this to you. If a seed does not get exposed to the proper elements, it will just be a hidden seed, or worse yet, a rotting seed that had fallen to the ground, and it will never, ever become anything. But if you take that seed and you expose that seed to the right elements, that seed can one day become a tree, and that tree can one day bear thousands of pieces of fruit, and that one tree one day can become a massive orchard because one seed was placed in the proper environment. So as I wrap this up, if you expose the seeds that are inside of you that are dormant right now to positive affirmation, if you expose the dormant seeds and dreams and goals inside of you right now to favorable visualizations of the future, then I'm here to remind you today that that seed can become not only a tree with hundreds of apples, but it can become an entire orchard of its own, filling your life with joy and success on innumerable measures. The power of thought and getting the right mindset has always been the key to success for me, and I want to encourage you today to use it to become the key to success for you. And so many of you know that I am a person of faith, and this talk would not be complete if I did not take some truth from the scripture to remind all of us that even Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so shall he or she become. Think about that. As you think in your heart, so shall you become. And that's what the key of affirmation and visualization does. And again, in Proverbs 18:21, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Your words can create your future. The man who says, I can, he's right. The man who says, I cannot, he's also right. Why? Because the power of life and death is in your tongue. So today, I wanted to get on this call, and I wanted to encourage you to choose life. I wanted you to choose words of life over your business. I wanted to encourage you to choose words of life and images of success over your future, over your business, over your marriage, over your kids and your finances, or whatever it is that you want to achieve and be successful in. And if you will, and you'll put this one principle into active practice starting today, then I promise you, 1 year from now, you will be well on your way to achieving whatever it is you desire to achieve, because the seeds of greatness are inside of you. So thanks for letting me share with you today. I hope that there's something you got out of this talk, and I hope that you are able to achieve the things that you desire to achieve as you learn each day and each week moving forward. Mr. Riches, thank you again for the honor of being able to share with everyone today.
Wow, Mr. Brooks, thank you so much for preparing and for really just sharing from your heart. We can feel how genuine and authentic that information is, and it's real, and it's absolutely meaningful. What an incredible example that is to so many of us that look at where we're at right now and want improvement. We want things to be better. We want things to grow. We want our business to grow. We want our income to grow. And thank you for that exceptional reminder that everything that we can dream for and hope for and imagine is absolutely possible, but it does start with our mindset and where we are at. And I appreciate you sharing
absolutely
your story and your, you know, your experience with that. It's a real life experience. Some people may not know, but that's real. I mean, it actually happened the way that you said that it happened. And I just appreciate you sharing from your heart again this morning. Folks, exciting times. Again, take advantage of the promotions that we've got right now available to us, the incentives that we've got. You know, I mentioned that top group openers bonus. The person who opens the most groups in November is going to win the Riviera Maya trip, and the contest will be over. That doesn't mean that that person is going to stop working, but the contest will be over for that one person. The cool thing about a contest like that, though, or a promotion like that, is that if you and I get serious about it, we're all going to be winners. We're all going to win. If we doubled the amount of prospecting that we did this week, for example, if we took our goal, how many companies are you going to reach out to this week? And if we doubled that, you know, if we were going to do 50 a day, do 100 a day. I mean, you know, whatever goal we had, if we doubled that, then we're going to double the amount of business that we write. We're going to double the amount of groups. I mean, just mathematically, it works out that you're going to double the number of groups that you open in the month of November. Even if someone else wins the contest, you and I still win by doubling our effort and thereby doubling our results. So I want to challenge you to do that. I want you to look at your goals for this week. What are they? How many companies are you going to be reaching out to today? How many companies are you planning to reach out to tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday? What does your week look like? Now, if you don't know, if you're just sitting there kind of saying, well, I was going to think about that this morning, okay, that's fine, but get a plan. And then whatever that plan is, again, I want to challenge you this week to double it. Double your activity so that you can double your results. I really want to throw out a challenge to our team. One person's going to win that trip. I want it to be in our organization. I want it to be in our team. I believe that we have everything in place to make that happen. But I want our entire team to win because we doubled our activity, and thereby we doubled our results. We're going to be sitting here a month from today on December 4th looking back at the month of November. We'll have, it won't be exactly a month, but the first Monday of December, we'll invite Mr. Markridge again to recognize our top producers, our top recruiters for the month of November. And at that point, there won't be much that we'll be able to do to change our results for November. But today, on November 4th, we have everything at our disposal. The entire month is wide open to us, and we can control what happens in the month of November. Now, we might not be able to control every outcome and every result, but I assure you that you and I have full control, 100% control over our activity. And it just is a truth of this business and really of this life that the activity produces the result and the outcome. So I want to challenge you to double your activity so that you can sit there on November, on December 4th or whatever, the first Monday of December when we're on this call. That'll be December 2nd, by the way. That you can sit there on December 2nd feeling really good about what you did in November. And maybe for those of us that are U.S.-based, we'll be sitting there on November 28th, which is Thanksgiving this year, having the same feeling. We're not going to feel guilty about stuffing our face that day because we know that we earned it by working hard and doubling our efforts in the early part of the month. Again, a huge thank you and warm and sincere gratitude to Mr. Scott Brooks for sharing this morning from his heart on a topic that is so crucial to our success. It is not important. It is essential to our success. I should say it's not only important, it is essential to our success. And also a big thank you to Mr. Mark Riches, and again, back from Italy, back from Malta, hitting it hard with us here in the month of November. A thank you to all of you who have joined our call live this morning. With that, we'll say God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Time on the webinar. And let's go out and make it a great week. Take care, folks.